也各位兄姐，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
我们下午啊，仍然是以啊《生命记》的概论做我们彼此的啊分享跟学习。
This afternoon study is still focusing on the introduction of Deuteronomy。
那早上我们也提到一个很重要的啊思想，就是听从神话语的事情。
This morning we share a very important topic, which is to hear the words of God.
那也许我们这样听，也只不过把啊《生命记》里面的一个重点拿出来给大家啊共同来学习。
We are sharing the important point in the book of Deuteronomy.
如果我们可以从结构分析先来讲的话，
If we can talk further on the structure analysis,
我们对《生命记》的了解会更清楚一点。
This will help us to better understand this book.
那我们在崇拜的过程当中，当然我们就不用白板了。
So, since this is a worship service, we will not use a board to illustrate.
不过对于生命记的结构分析，是我们在研读生命记里头一项非常重要的这种说明。
But we need to know structure analysis is a very important step to help us to understand this book.
所以我们这次的崇拜兄弟个人预定在2:20-2:25会暂时告一个段落。
So in this worship service, I plan to end around 2:20.
也就是我们把这两个项目把它反过来说明。
We reverse the order of the description.
说明完结构分析，再来看它的经卷主轴，可能会更容易了解。
That is, first we talk about structure analysis, and then we talk about the theme of this book.
那是我们教会的信徒长期在听道理。
Our church member are acquainted listening sermon for a long time.
即使我们把顺序相反了，反过来也无所谓。
So it doesn't matter much. Even we reverse the order here.
尤其圣经里头给我们的这些默示或是这些教训呢，都是在生活上有很直接的帮助。
And all the revelation and teaching in Bible. It's a very useful for our daily life.
早上我们已经提到整个生命记它的一个中心思想。
This morning we mentioned the central theme of the book of Deuteronomy.
其实这个中心思想也是我们下午要补上去的主轴的问题。
And this central theme is something we will also address this afternoon.
以色列啊，你要听这句话，除了生命记里头有记载之外。
We learn that the statement "Hear, O Israel." This is not only recorded in the book of Deuteronomy.
它一直贯穿到先知书里头。
This theme actually is also illustrated in all the prophet books.
所以我们在大先知书、小先知书里头都会看到这一句话。
So we can see this statement in both the major prophet books and minor prophet books.
从这个主轴拉出一个中心思想。
From this theme, we can have this central idea.
也就是顺服。
That is obedience.
又从这个主轴呢，可以分成两个层面。
Also from this, it leads to two perspectives.
一个是文字的层面。
First is the perspective from the literal point of view.
也就是我们直接从圣经的本文去了解到神的思考方向。
That is, we just read the literal text, try to understand God's will.
但是另外一个层面是属灵的意涵，属灵的意义。
The second perspective is the spiritual implication.
属灵意义呢，它要跟我们表达是什么内容，那就我们自己去推敲。
So this perspective require our own thinking and meditation.
因此待会我们会把经文的结构、经卷的结构画出来之后。
So later I will show you the structure of this book.
我们最少可以发现整个生命记它可以分成五个段落。
So we can see that the whole book of Deuteronomy can be divided into five major segments.
从一章的一节到四章的四十三节。
From chapter 1 to chapter 4 verse 31.
它是历史的回顾。
It's a retrospective of history.
它整个都是记载历史。
It records the history.
也就是他们在旷野当中四十年的历史的一个回忆。
It records the 40 years they spent in the wilderness.
啊，四十年的历史，摩西就用这么四章的篇幅把它列出来。
So Moses used four chapters to record the history of 40 years.
那么第二个段落就从四章的四十四节一直到第十一章。
The second segment is from chapter 4 verse 44 to chapter 11.
他就把整个中心思想整个主轴拉出来。
It developed this main theme.
他的中心思想只有一句话，就是谨守遵行。
The main theme is to obey and observe.
真正的摩西要讲的生命记的内容。
The main content Moses intend to give in the book of Deuteronomy is this.
是从十二章一直写到二十六章。
It's actually start from chapter 12 to 26.
所以如果摩西直接整理生活指南的话，生活的方法的话。
So if Moses' intention is to give the guidance for daily lives.
生命记其实不用用到这么多的篇幅，这么多的章啊。
It really doesn't take, should not take so many chapter in this book.
只有十二章一直到二十六章。
Actually, what's needed is from chapter 12 to 26.
二七二八一直到二十九章，二十八章二十九章左右又回来讲到祝福跟咒诅。
Chapter 27 to 29. Came back to talk about blessing and curses.
也就是说，他把什么是福列在二十八章当中。
In chapter 28, he described what is blessing.
什么是祸也把它列在二十八章当中。
What is the curses also listed in this chapter?
所以整个信仰生活的交代就写到二十七章的二十六节结束。
So regarding Israel's daily life, it ends at chapter 26.
那我们这样讲用凭空来想比较困难一点。
It's very hard to for us to imagine this.
这也是我们最后的半个多小时要在图表当中画给大家看的。
So in the last half hour, I would like to draw this structure on a board.
所以二十八、二十九。它的性质正好跟前面的第二段也是谨守遵行是一致的。
So chapter 28 and 29 is consistent with the theme in segment 2. That's starting from chapter 4 verse 44 onward.
那么从31章以后
and then from chapter 31 onward,
当然有一部分是交代约书亚的话。
It has Moses have some words to leave for Joshua.
有人呢还是把它列在这一个单元当中，就是祝福跟咒诅的单元当中。
Some people consider this chapter as part of the blessing and curses.
三十二章里头呢就放了两篇的诗歌。
And chapter 32 consists of two psalms.
一个是见证的诗歌。
One is some witness testimonies.
另外一首呢是咒诅的诗歌。
Another psalm is some of curses.
也是警戒的诗歌。
It's some of warnings.
那么从33-34呢又回到历史。
And 34, chapter 34 and 33 and 34 again return to history recordings.
所以第一段跟第五段是相对的。
So we can see that the first segment and fifth segment have the same structure.
第二段跟第四段是相对的。
And segment 2 and segment 4 are parallel.
第三段正好放在中间。
And segment 3 is the in the middle segment.
就把整个中心思想从这个地方表达出来。
It illustrates the central theme of this book.
等于告诉以色列百姓。
It tells the Israel people.
历史告诉我们什么？
What does history teaches us?
就是谨守遵行神的命令。
That is to observe and obey God's commandment.
遵守就有福气，不遵守就遇到灾祸。
If we obey God's commandment, we are blessed. Otherwise, we are cursed.
那么整个就要放在中间这一段十二到二十六的律法。
So chapter 12 to 26 give us the law.
律法给我们的观念是什么？
What's the main concept of law?
就是顺服。
It is actually obedience.
以色列百姓在旷野的四十年当中
，In the 40 years of the sojourning of Israel people in wilderness,
我们看到神很多次来晓谕摩西，来跟他讲话。
Many times we see that God addressed to Moses.
如果我们仔细来读出埃及记的时候。
If we study the book of Exodus in detail,
一定不要认为说耶和华这位神颁布十条诫命只有跟摩西讲两次，那是不对的。
We shouldn't just think that our Lord God only addressed Moses twice regarding the Ten Commandments.
摩西前前后后上山下山上山下山是七次。
Moses went up mountain for seven times.
除了领受十条诫命之外，还有神跟他颁布的这些十诫的讲解。
In addition to giving the Ten Commandments, God also explained the detail of the commandments to Moses.
过去我们都一直认为说，摩西是上西乃山两次。
In the past, we had an impression Moses went up to Mount Sinai twice.
其实是不对的。
That's incorrect.
他上了山，上了七次。
He actually went up the Sinai Mountain seven times.
离开西乃山之后
，After he departed Mount Sinai,
神是不断的来启示摩西，来跟他讲解他前面所颁布的律法。
God continuously revealed His will. To Moses,
整个这样三十八年、四十年来看的时候，三十八、四十年来看呢？
If we look at this history of 38 years to 40 years,
他给他们一个非常重要的律法的观念。
Moses received this very important concept regarding the law.
一切都是以遵守律法。
And the main point is to obey God's law.
今天。百姓守律法，他们就有生命。
If the people observe, obey the law of God, they shall have life.
他们守律法，这是行善。
To observe, obey God's law is to do good.
他们守律法，就是得到祝福。
And then they will be blessed by God.
所以我们常常觉得说，律法好像把以色列百姓绑得死死的。
Sometimes we think, the law is as a form of bondage on the Israel people.
但是对三百多万人口来讲，需要律法的带领。
But in order to lead 3 million people, it require the guidance of the law.
神为什么会先颁布律法
？Why did God give Ten Commandments first?
他有一个后面的目标。
Because God has a final purpose.
就是建立以色列国。
That is to establish the kingdom of Israel.
而且我们都对某些人文的知识都很充足才对。
Many of us are familiar with this concept.
一个国家它最少要具备三个条件。
In order to become a country, it needs these at least three basic requirements.
第一个一定要有百姓。
First, the country must have a people.
以色列百姓有三百万人口。
At the time, Israel had 3 million people.
所以他们第一个条件有了。
So they satisfied the first requirement.
第二个条件要有土地。
Second, a country must have a land.
你没有土地怎么称作国家
？Without land, it cannot be called a country.
以色列国把他们的建国定在西南山下的公元前1402年。
So the Israel people consider B.C. 1402 B.C. as the day they start the kingdom of Israel.
我们都觉得很好笑，你没有土地，怎么会是国家呢？
Some people consider it's unthinkable. How without land, how can they call themselves a country?
他说我们哪里没有国家？迦南地呀、啊，还没拿到，他们说那个是他们土地。
Even though they haven't obtained the promised land, they consider that's their country's land.
第三个一定要有主权 power 主权。
Third requirement is the country must have a sovereign power.
主权是从哪里来？
Where does the power come from?
从律法来的。
It comes from the law.
既然定了法规，你就要遵守。
Because once the law is given, all the people need to abide the law.
那也许我们在座弟兄姐妹，你都有一些不太快乐的经验。
Perhaps many brothers and sisters here have some unhappy experience.
买会堂不合法，他就我们就没办法申请这个 license。
Suppose we purchase a building for the purpose of chapel, but it didn't conform the city requirements, so we cannot use it.
盖房子不合规定，又是违章建筑。
If a building is built, but it doesn't conform the city law, we cannot move in.
连我们最简单开车被罚，你都非常不快乐。
Even very simply, like a traffic violation, we'll get a ticket. People are very happy.
就说，哇，怎么这么冤枉呢？被罚1200块，在台湾被罚1200块，心都很不痛快呀。
Like a Taiwanese people got $1,200 fine. They are very unhappy.
啊，十字路口那边超过白线，我又被罚600块。就超过半个轮子就被罚600块，被照相，很生气。
Suppose I park my car just like a couple feet into the non-parking zone, I got a NT$600 fine.
有时候还怕他单子寄回来被太太看到。
Sometimes we are afraid that when the violation ticket mail at home, our wife sees it. And she will be very unhappy too.
哎呀，这个次数不是很多。
Fortunately, this didn't occur very often.
我们都很不快乐的。
We are not happy about this.
但是对国家来讲。
But from the perspective of a country.
今天这种违规他不处罚，以后犯的法更大更多。
If the country does not punish a citizen for violating the law, and then the citizen will commit a more severe crime.
那我们就知道律法对这个国家这个神的国何等重要。
So we can see the importance of law to a country.
但是神给他们一个很重要的信息，就是说你一定要顺服。
So God gave this important detail, which is to observe, obey the law.
用顺服当然比较浅显的文字。
To obey is like a simple concept.
但是呢，在很多经文当中用信心来表达。
In many scripture, use the concept of faith.
我们来看希伯来书的第三章。
Please turn to Hebrew chapter
3. 希伯来书三章十六节。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 16.
希伯来书三章十六节，这里说，那时听见他话，惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？十七节。神40年之久，又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪、失手倒在旷野的人吗？十八节。又向谁起誓，不容他进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？十九节。这样看来，他们不能进入安息那个安息两个字，你可以把它删掉，而是中文在翻译的时候多出来的说这样看来他们不能进入，是因为不信的缘故。因此那个进入那个安息，中文的安息后面你可以把它放迦南地他们不能进入迦南地是因为不信的缘故。从这一段历史的回顾当中
from these four verses we can understand
这位作者他就很清楚点出律法、选民跟土地的关系。
The author clarified the relationship between the law, the people, and the law.
啊，那个十六节那边讲句，十节说岂不是啊？这句话岂不是？是不是懂清楚？是不是？啊，就是。
In verse 16, the second sentence, were they not?
嗯，啊，到十八节又说岂不是
？And in verse 18, also said,
嗯、等于十六、十七、十八都讲到这句话，岂不是？岂不是？岂不是？
嘿。So were they not? It's repeated in these verses.、嗯、
这句话的意义是什么
？What does it mean?
它是一个肯定的反问句。
It's a like a opposite of a affirmative statement.
也就是说，本应该这样做的。
It means they should do this.
但是为什么没有这样？
But why they didn't happen this way?
啊，所以十六节开始说，那时听见他的话，他的话是什么？就是律法。
Who were they who heard what? Heard the law.、
嗯、他说，神为什么会去厌烦那些人
？Why God was angry at these people?、
嗯、为什么不容他们进去
？Why God swear that they will never enter the promised land.
为什么不能进入迦南地
？Why they cannot enter the land of Canaan？
啊，十九节最后一个啊答案就是说，因为不信的缘故了。
The answer in verse 19 because of their unbelief.
嗯，这么一个短短的四节当中
，in these four short verses，
他把整个律法这个中心思想呢，就全部表达出来。
So these four verses shows the central theme, central concept of the law.
啊，因此一个主轴就是以色列，你要听。
So one major theme is hear ye Israel.
啊，文字的这个层面就是按照历史来看它。
So we can look approach this from the perspective of the literal text.
以色列百姓听见这些话啊，我们已经讲过了。申命记啊，在马索拉经文呢，它的经卷名称叫做这些话。
In the original text, the title for Deuteronomy is about these words.
等于整个圣经里面都是有这种代表性。
This is very representative in the Bible.
啊，听见这些话。又惹他发怒的是哪些人？
Those who heard this word and then angered the Lord, who are these people?
这些都是跟摩西从埃及出来的。
These were the people who follow Moses exit Egypt.
这些都在旷野走四十年的。
They travel through wilderness for 40 years.
这些都是神应许给他们进入迦南美地的。
God promised them to allow them to enter the promised land of Canaan.
结果大部分都失败了。
But in the end, most of them failed.
原因就是在不信从。
The main reason is because their unbelief.
那因此我们今天来看这件历史的时候。
So when we are looking back at this history,
我们就知道啊，顺服呢是我们学习的地方。
We know the main lesson for us is to is obedience.
而这些律法直接影响到以色列国的历史。
These law has direct impact on history of Israel.
他们几时遵守神的命令
？Whenever they obey God's command,
他们就得到神的祝福。
They were blessed by God.
他们几时忘记神的命令
？Whenever they forget the commandments of God,
灾祸就临到他们。
And punishment and tribulation arise.
其实并不是神要处罚他们。
Not that God wants to punish them.
而是这些法则，这些律法的法则，可以让他们免除这些灾祸。
But it's actually the result from the law.
很可惜的就是选民没有去彻底认识他。
Unfortunately, the chosen people did not understand this law.
所以顺服历史跟顺服律法跟他们。得福得祸有直接关系。
So, whether the Israel people receive blessing or curse has direct relationship with whether they obey God's law.
而且在他们以后建国的时间，立国家之后。
And this is also true after they establish their kingdom.
我们可以看到试卷的经文。
we saw these four scriptures.
啊，历代至上，历代至下，列王记上，列王记下。
The First Chronicle, Second Chronicle, and First King and Second Kings.
啊，这个 kings， 这个列王呢，是北朝的，他们是一个王一个王的。
The First King and Second King talk about the northern kingdom. They have many kings.
历代是南朝的，是大卫的子孙一代一代的。
And as for the chronicles, it records the history of the southern kingdom, the descendant of David.
每个王登基之后。
Each king when he got on his throne.
我们要注意到。圣经都先跟他们写一句话。
The Bible always have the statement.
啊，西西家王登基，他行耶和华眼中看为善的。哎，这句就跑出来了。嗯。西西家王哎。
So when for example King Hezekiah become king he performed what's good in the sight of God.
亚哈王登基为王四十年。他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
King Ahab, when he became king for 40 years, he did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
这是历史的倒数方式。
This is a retrospective description.
先把结论讲出来。
That is, first they state what was the end result.
这两句话就让一位这个作者呢写了两本书。
So this statement was the main thing by one author. He wrote these two books.
行耶和华眼中看为善，行耶和华眼中看为恶，这样就两本书了。
So these two books. One is to perform what is good in God's eye. The other book is what's bad in God's eye.
善恶的标准在哪里？
What is the standard of good and evil?
就是遵守律法。
That is whether a person obey God's law or not.
所以如果我们跳脱《生命记》来看历史的时候
，So when we start looking look at these histories，
我们就看到这些律法的功用一直出现在他们的历史当中。
So we can see the effect of law repeatedly appearing in the Israel's history.
翻开《列王记上》的第二章。
Let's turn to First King chapter 2.
列王记上第二章。
First King chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
王上二章第一节，这里说，大卫的时期临近了，就嘱咐他儿子所罗门说，我现在要走世人必走的路，所以你当刚强做大丈夫。第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
遵守耶和华你神所吩咐的，照摩西律法上所写的行主的道，谨守他的律法、诫命、典章、法度，这样你无论做什么事，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。我一下我们就不用再念下去了。
So we'll skip the rest.
这是大卫啊，交代他儿子的话。
These are the words from David to his son Solomon.
这个时候，大卫已经年老，要离开世间了。
David was about to die.
他交代他的儿子所罗门。
So he gave these last words to his son Solomon.
说我现在要走世人必走的路。
I am about to go the way of all the earth.
你当刚强做大丈夫。
And you should be strong, show yourself a man.
第三节就是他的重点。
Verse 3 is the main point.
要遵守神所吩咐的。照摩西律上所写的，这样这种道要去遵守这些。
Observe what the Lord your God require, and walk in His way, and keep His decree and command, and His law and requirement as written in the law of Moses.
他就提出四个名词的，中文圣经提出四个名词啊，英文也是一样啊，四个名词。
So there are four nouns in verse 3.
他说律例、诫命、典章、法度。
Decree, command, law, and requirement.
这是圣经里头啊，圣经里头啊，旧约圣经里头写四个放在一起的最完整的一个地方。
This is a a place where these four norms were appear here in most complete manner.
有些只有讲律法。
And some place only mention a law.
有时候会讲两个律法诫命。
Sometimes a place just mention law and command.
有时候讲三个。
Sometimes they mention three.
只有这个地方讲四个。
But only this verse mentioned these four things.
而这四个都不同意义。
These four things has different meanings.
他说律法是一个全国性的规定。
Law is something applied to all the people in this country.
诫命它是用大写的希所以 commandment 就是十条诫命。
As for command, command is with a capital letter C, which means the Ten Commandments.
典章跟祭典跟祭祀有关系。
The decrees has something to do with all the sacrificial rules.
他讲一个法度。
And lastly, the requirements.
那是支派的法规。
That's the requirement for each tribe.
这个对美国人来讲是最容易清楚的。
For people in United States, it can be easily understood.
各州的法规都不太不是完全一样的，对不对？每一州都有它的不同的法规。
So each state have its own law, and may differ from another state.
因为以色列百姓他有十二个支派。
At the time, Israel have 12 tribes.
所以有些是共同的，有些不同的。
So they have some common requirements and some unique requirements.
但是大卫教他儿子怎么讲
？How did David tell his son?
你如果要能够做什么事去什么地方都亨通顺利。
If you desire to be prosperous wherever you go,
那你就要遵守神的律法。
Then you must obey and keep God's command.
因此神就把这么一个中心思想呢放在三个人的身上。
So God put this central idea on three people.
让以色列百姓去认识。
So that the Israel people can understand.
哪三个人呢
？Which three people?
第一个米利安。
First, it was Miriam.
第二个亚伦。
Second, Aaron.
第三个摩西。
Third, Moses.
我们都很清楚的，这三个人在肉体上在活着的时候都没有进入迦南地。
We know the three people in their lifetime they actually did not enter the promised land Canaan.
从这个主轴的历史层面来看。
From the perspective of history,
这三位呢，以色列百姓领袖呢，都犯了错误。
The three leaders of Israel made some mistakes.
包括他们的嫉妒，包括他们的拜偶像，包括呢打磐石的事情。
This include jealousies, idolatry, and the strike the rocks.
因此，他们这三位呢，就没有机会进入迦南地。
Because of these mistakes, they were not able to enter the land of Canaan.
那这一部分资料呢，在民数记里面就很清楚了。
These history were recorded in the book of Numbers.
也就是在以色列百姓的四十年的后段历史当中出现了。
This history appear in the latter part of their 40 years in the wilderness.
我们看民数记的二十章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 20.
民数记二十章
Numbers chapter 20
说正夜间以色列全会众到了寻的旷野就住在加底斯米利安死在那里就葬在那里这是第二次来到 Kadesh 的地方
Verse 1 talk about the second time they stay at place of Kadesh
这个时候呢就写加底斯了、哎、就不是写加底斯巴尼亚写加底斯对。
This is in Kadesh.
早上我们就讲过了 ，Kadesh 它是什么？它是 holy， 圣，圣名的意思。
This morning we talk about Kadesh meaning means holy.
那米利安就死在那边。
And this is where Miriam passed away.
到二十章的二十二节。
Chapter 20 verse 22。
以色列全会众从加底斯起行到何尔山， 啊，说耶和华在附近以东边界的赫尔山上，晓谕摩西、亚伦说：“亚伦要归到他列祖那里，他必不得进入我所赐给以色列人的地，因为在米利巴水，你们违背了我的命令。”哇，第二个亚伦也不能进去了。
And verse 22 to 24 talk about the fact Aaron was not able to enter a Canaan.
从加底斯就是西乃旷野。
From Kadesh, which is the Sinai wilderness,
到赫尔山就是以东地的。
Mount Hor, which is the land of Edom,
也是已经到不是这以东啊，
Edom,
已经到今天的约旦共和国了，约旦哈。
That is the Mount Hor is on today's the Kingdom of Jordan.
再往北边走，就进到死海的东边了。
When they travel further north, it's approaching to the Dead Sea, the east side of Dead Sea.
从这里我们可以看得到，神交代摩西。
Here we can see how God told Moses.
说你带着亚伦的儿子以利亚撒跟亚伦呢三个人上到山上去。
Get Aaron and his son Eliezer to the mount up Mount Hor.
那都是很残酷的啊，非常直接的讲啊。
It's a very kind of cruel statement.
在300万人口面前。
In front of 3 million people.
首先第一个，米利安死掉了。
First, we saw Miriam pass away.
期待。40年能够进入迦南地，他没有进去。
She expected for 40 years, but she could not enter the land of Canaan.
第二个亚伦
，Secondly, Aaron.
大祭司，我们都觉得说他是很圣神圣的，他是很有信心的。
He was the great, the high priest, a very holy person.
你看到传道说，要传道你最有信心了。
Just like today, we see a pastor, we say, oh, pastor, you must be have a great faith.
我们都跟你讲说，我也是人。
But I will reply, say, I too is a human.
不像我们所想的信心很好。
It's not, my faith is not as good as you think.
三百万信徒面前，三百万人口面前，他上赫尔山上去了。
So, in front of the 3 million people, Aaron went up Mount Hor.
三个上去。
Oh, three people went up.
两个下来。
But only two descend.
摩西跟亚伦说：“把你大祭司的衣服换下来。”
So Moses told Aaron, said, "Remove Aaron's garment and put on his son Eliezer."
交给你的儿子以利亚撒。
And put on your son Eliezer.
我们在看这些经文的时候，你要感受那个亚伦的那种感受怎么样？我走了40年，这条大祭司的衣服就这样被扒下来。交给我的儿子，我就结束人生。那种感觉啊，你要体会得出来啊。
Imagine how Aaron would think at the time. He traveled 40 years. Now he has took off his high priest garment and give to his son.
这样两个上去，三个上去，两个下来。
Three people went up mountain. Only two came back.
这些百姓感受很深啊。
So how would the people think?
我们还要跟四十年吵架，吵了这么一辈子的这么一个大祭司，他今天呢离开我们了。
For 40 years, the Israel people thought, we argue, we fight, fought against the high priest Aaron.
好，继续再走，继续再走。
So now they continue their journey.
我们现在看一下《申命记》的34章。
Deuteronomy chapter 34。
看《申命记》32章
32, Deuteronomy chapter 32
48节
verse 48
申命记32章48节
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 48
当日耶和华吩咐摩西说你上这亚巴林山中的尼坡山去在摩亚地与耶律哥相对，观看我所要赐给以色列人的为业的迦南地，你必死在所登的山上，归你列祖去，像你哥哥亚伦死在赫尔山上，归他的列祖一样。这里神跟摩西怎么讲
？Verse 48 to 50, we see how God talk to Moses.
好，轮到你。
Now it's your turn.
两个上山。
two went up the mountain.
一个下山。
Only one came back.
啊，请问如果你是当时的选民，你的感受怎么样？
Imagine you, if you are the chosen people, how would you think?
所以以色列百姓放声大哭啊。
That's why all the Israel people cried aloud.
啊，在那边呢，一哭呢，就哭了三十天。
They cried for 30 days.
还要吵什么？
There's no more need to fight.
四十年来，天天跟摩西、跟亚伦、跟这个米利暗发怨言。
For 40 years, almost daily, they complain, they argue with Moses and Aaron.
40年来惹他们这些人发怒。
For 40 years, the Israel people angered their leaders.
40年来，摩西只有趴在地上不断替他们祷告。
For 40 years, many times Moses has to prostrate himself on the ground to pray for the people.
啊，这些百姓啊，好像夸谎一样攻击他。责骂他，背叛他。
And these people are become crazy. They rebuke Moses and even attack Moses.
可是今天三个上山，两个下来，两个上山，一个下来。
But today, first, three people went up mountain, two came back, and then two went up, and then one come down.
对这些吵吵闹闹的百姓，他们有什么感受？
So for these Israel people who used to complain, what do they think, man?
但是它里头含了两个很重的意义。
But this has contained a very important teaching.
第一个。
First,
即使他们这三个都是在选民当中的领导者。
Even though these three people were the leader of the Israel people,
神还是公义的。
God is still a righteous God.
犯错就是不能进迦南地。
So a person commit a mistake, he cannot enter the promised land.
即使这个结果让以色列百姓非常伤感。
Even though the end result greatly made the Israel people sorrows.
他们一定会很自责的。
They must rebuild themselves.
为什么四十年来我们就天天跟这些人吵架，天天就是抱怨这几个领导者？
Why we in the past 40 years we complain so much against our leaders?
好了，四十年到了，三个人活生生在他面前去世。
Now 40 years later, these three people passed away one by one.
这像把两刃的刀一样。
It's just like a knife with two sharp edges.
第一个先砍了以色列百姓。
This knife first cut the Israel people.
你们再吵吧。
If you continue to complain,
这些我所立的仆人，我要收回来的。
I will take away the servant which I chose.
在教会里面不用吵。
So in the church, no need to complain.
今天不管你喜欢这个人，你不喜欢这个人。
Whether you like this person or dislike this person,
有一天不晓得是他先倒下去，还是我先倒下去。
We don't know whether in one day he will fall first or I will fall first.
几十年来吵吵闹闹，不满意，一切都过去。
For many decades, we may complain, argue each other, but this will all pass.
这个就是神给我们的教训。
This is a teaching God gave us.
所以大家要把这个心胸放宽一点。
So we need to have a broad heart.
任何一个人的执着都不表示他正确跟完全的。
We should not be very stubborn to persist on some point.
当神把那个人带走的时候，我们的感受怎么样？
So one day if God took away that person, what we will think?
第二个也砍了这三个人。
This two-edged knife also cut the three leaders.
米利暗代表的是先知。
Marian represents prophets.
亚伦代表的是祭司。
Aaron represents priest.
摩西代表的是领袖。
Moses represents leader.
律法。
The leader of the law,
主权
and also the power.
但是因为他们都有错
However, because they all commit some mistakes,
神 没有免除他们的过患。
So, God did not pardon their mistakes.
给我们一个很重要的提示。
This serves as a great warning to us.
我们在教会里面，无论我们负责是什么职务。
So in the church, no matter what position we serve,
这个职务没有保证我们绝对得救。
So this position or this office is not a guarantee for our salvation.
不是当传道你就绝对可以得救。
Not that if a person is a minister or pastor, he will be saved.
不是长老执事就保证得救。
Not that a person is deacon or elder, he can be saved.
都跟信徒一样。
We all are like common believers.
只有一个原则。
There's only one principle.
遵守神的律例、典章、诫命、法度。
That is to obey God's decree, law, command, and requirements.
这是从整个文字上、从整个历史上的层面来看的。
This is something we learn from the perspective of our histories.
但是现在我们要用另一个层面来看。
Now we shall look at this from a different perspective.
这个层面就值得我们去思考了。
This is something we can ponder upon.
神把救赎放在这当中。
In the middle of this, God put salvation.
希伯来书的作者说，他们不能进去呢，是因为不信的缘故。
The author of Hebrew told us the reason they cannot enter is because their unbelief.
米利安他代表先知。
Marian represents a prophet.
先知是传达神的讯息。
The job of prophet is to communicate God's word to the people.
所以今天我们很多人站在讲台，站在台下不断传达神的讯息，好像当先知一样。
So today, many of us, whether standing on pulpit or in the chapel, we give God's word, just like prophet.
我们也听了很多的信息。
We also listen many words.
但是不表示可以得救。
It doesn't mean our salvation is guaranteed.
亚伦代表大祭司。
Aaron represents the high priest.
带他们献祭，带他们守节，带他们遵守这些规矩。
Aaron led the people to offer sacrifice to keep the festivals, observe all the laws.
这是一种宗教仪式。
Many of these are the religious rituals.
但是靠宗教仪式也不可以得，不可能得救。
But relying on the religious ritual cannot guarantee one's salvation.
第三个，摩西。
Thirdly, Moses.
摩西是律法。
Moses represents the law.
就是规则，规则。
All the regulations.
教会宗教团体有很多的规则。
Many religious group have its policy and rules.
也就是说，道德规范跟信仰的规范。
Sometimes these are the policy regarding our daily life or our faith.
今天不是只有以色列百姓。
And it's not just for the Israel people.
全世界宗教都这样。
All the religion in this world like this.
希望借着这些规则、这些道德规范，行得好，让我可以得救。
They would like to, by observing all these requirements, to be saved.
结果这三样都没有达到功效。
But all these three things didn't achieve their goals.
只有谁可以得救？
Who can be saved then?
约书亚，这是约书亚。
Joshua.
这个就是生命记当中的救赎论
This is the theme of salvation from the book of Deuteronomy.
只有靠约书亚才能够进入迦南地呀。
Only by relying on Joshua can one enter the promised land.
这个在历史上出现短短时间的约书亚。
Joshua only appeared for a short time in history.
他没有先知身份。
He did not have the title of a prophet.
他没有祭司身份。
Nor was he a priest.
他没有律法的身份。
He represented law.
反而把以色列百姓带进去的。
But he was able to lead the Israel to enter the promised land.
所以这个层面最重要。
So this is a very important perspective.
今天我们在信仰生活当中。
So in our daily life of faith.
这三样都很重要。
These three things are important.
先知信息。
The message from the prophet.
崇拜活动。
the all the worship services
教义规则
All the teaching from the education
教会所不能免的不能少的
These are the essential things in the church
但是不要忘记
But let's never forget
唯独靠这三是不没办法得救的
We merely rely on these three things We cannot our salvation is not guaranteed
真正让我们得救的还是这位耶稣基督
So The only one we can guarantee our salvation is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我再举一个例子。
Let me give another example.
有一天我们都复活升天了。
One day we will all resurrect and ascend to heaven.
你一看就是，哎呀，这是摩西先生啊。
We all say, oh, this is Mr. Moses.
你可以问他一个问题。
You can ask him this question.
你知道你为什么不能进迦南地吗
？Do you know why you cannot enter the land of Canaan?
他说，我当然知道啊。
He said, of course I know.
我早知道神这样跟我预定，我就不带以色列百姓出埃及了。
Had I know that God already predestined me for salvation, I would not lead the Israel people out of Egypt.
我也不必在四十年当中盼望进迦南地啊。
I don't have to spend 40 years in wilderness hoping to enter land.
因为神本来预定我就是不能进去的，神就不是就不给我进去的。
Because God already predestined that I would not enter land of Canaan, so that I cannot go.
他代表的是律法
Because Moses represents law、
啊、所以我们今天呢这三样的追求都要建立在耶稣基督身上、
So this teaches us the pursuit of the three things must be established on Lord Jesus himself、
啊、不是只有在这个整个、啊团啊、这个宗教生活当中呢、啊、不断听信息不断、啊、讲道理、啊
It's not that in our daily life of faith we preach the words and listen to the words of God.
也不是单单的哦，我很会拜神啊，来教会崇拜，来教会呢啊，守这些节期。
Or not because I'm very good at coming to church service and observing all the festivals.
就是你看我做得很好啊。
You see, I can perform very well.
也不是啊，守道德规。你看我比别人更有道德规范，我比别人更遵守神的道理。
Or not because I can keep all the moral law better than others.
这个都需要。
Of course, these are needed.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget this.
唯独基督。
Only Christ.
就像路德马丁所讲的 ，Sola Christ, Sola Bible， 这是唯独基督，唯独圣经。
Like what Martin Luther said, only Christ, only the Bible.
对，我们只凭借着耶稣基督的救赎。
And our salvation is through Jesus Christ.
我们这三样所追求的才有意义。
And only under Jesus Christ, then the pursuit of these three things are meaningful.
不借着耶稣基督。
But if we do not rely on Jesus Christ,
不领受他的救恩。
We do not receive salvation from Him.
即使我们做得多好，我们听多少道理。都没有用的。
Even though we listen many sermons, we do very good things. It's useless.
因此，整个中心主轴就是顺服。从以色列你要听到顺服。
So what we learn that starting from hear ye, O Israel, to obedience.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
389首。
389。
Thank you.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在又来祷告。
We shall pray again.
继续来帮助需要带祷的同龄。
In our prayer, let's continue to pray those brothers and sisters who need our intercessory prayer.
包括李南英姐妹。
Sister Linda Lee.
Justin Chen.
Justin Chen.
还有马栋华先生。
Mr. Ma.
陆张宁弟兄。
Brother Zhang.
江路，他们都是身体欠安的。
They are ill, physically.
我们就多用一点心帮助他们祷告。
Let's spend more time and heart on praying for them.
也为我们的信心祷告。
Let's pray also for our own faith.
无论是台上台下的，没有一个人他的信心是特别坚强的。
Whether the person standing on the pulpit listening.No one's faith is strong.
都一定要借助于基督的主耶稣的恩典。
We all need the grace of our Lord Jesus.
祷告当中求神保守我们。
In our prayer, we also ask God's protection.
我们同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down praying one accord.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。奉主的圣名继续跟我们做一点点的补充。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to provide some supplementary material.
其实结构分析我们刚刚在讲到的时候已经提到了。
Earlier we talked about the structures of Deuteronomy.
也许诸位呢这样讲就可以听得明白。
So hopefully through this illustration you can understand better.
但是我个人常常没有图表就学不来。
As for myself, often I need a chart.
上希伯来文的时候，我们都说学不来，希伯来哈，希伯来就是学不来，就是怎么学都学不来的。
So Hebrew is very difficult for me.
但是学起来是蛮有趣的。
But it's actually very interesting.
大家把字写一写，画一画，大概就一个印象了。
So if we can actually write those characters, then we have better impression.
那我们就利用这个短短时间呢，把这么一个结构图把它画出来。
So I'd like to just illustrate the structure of this book to you.
这个结构图对摩西本身来讲，可能他没有这种想法。
Perhaps from Moses, he didn't have this kind of idea when he was writing it.
是我们后人在做每一卷的，包括创世纪到启示的结构分析的时候去发现出来的。
And it was only later people study the five books and try to understand the structure, they discover the structure.
都会注重经卷的结构。
And nowadays people emphasize the structure of scripture.
不过我们等一下画出来这个结构图非常简单。
But I will show you how simple the structure is.
是其他外教的书本里头没有的。
This is not this material cannot be found in the literature of other denomination.
因为我在生命记呢，到目前为止，我大概在神学院当中上了将近八年左右的时间八届的学生。
So far, I have taught eight years in the theological school on the book of Deuteronomy.
那有时候在等车子有时候是休息时间，把它翻一翻，就把它想一想，这样好像在玩一样这样玩一玩，玩一玩这样。So, 想玩是不好意思对圣经不能这样的啦。
So I oftentimes just constantly meditating on this book.
没有想到呢，竟然发现一个很特别、非常简单，而且呢又很好记的图表。
So I come up with the idea, a very simple chart that describes the structure of this book.
所以在几届的课程，包括今年我们神训班还有美国的学生回去学我问他说这样画你看得懂吗？他说很简单他说很简单
So even in the TTP student from United States went back to Taiwan, they found that it's very easy to learn.
因为今年的大专生的一年级就上这门课要上20个小时。
So the first year theological student need to spend 20 hours on this book.
我给你换一个位置
好好，
这边。那么整个生命记呢？那麦克风
在这里。
整个生命记它总共有34章。
Deuteronomy has 34 chapters.
我们已经保留这个图表。
We have this chart here.
这个是历史的背景。
This is a historical background.
当下的历史就是这一段。当下，当代的历史就是生命记的历史，就是这一段。
That 40 years is the year of Deuteronomy.
因此，我们就把它拉出来。
So now we expand this view.
哦，才会知道说原来呢，第一年整个摩西五经的律法书里头只有记载第一年跟最后一年。
So we found out in the five book of Moses, it only talk about the first year and the last year of the 40 years.
那么在整个编排上，从历史转到律法，再到献祭，又回到历史。
So in terms of structure, we see there was a first history, then talk about the law, and then the sacrificial sacrifice, and then history.
出埃及记一章到十九章就是历史。
So Exodus
十九出埃及。
Exodus from chapter 1 to 19 and talk about histories.
那么从二十章以后到利未记到民数记的十章第九节就是律法。
And then from Exodus 20, Leviticus till Numbers 10:9 is the law.
那民数记的十章第十节讲句来说，隔年二月就又出发了。
And Numbers chapter 10, verse 10, talk about on the February next year, they start the journey again.
耶稣从来到西乃山就一直读律法，颁布律法。
So when they arrive at Mount Sinai, they just get the law from God.
到隔年的二月，又从西乃山出发。
On the second month on the next year, they started the journey again.
它的整个编辑的结构就是这个样子而已。
And this is the structure of this these books.
那么对不起，我们就把它擦掉了。要讲整个《生命记》的结构了。
Now we are talking about the structure of Deuteronomy.
不要放太低，我们放高一点给大家看啊。《生命记》它怎么来编排这个结构呢
？So what is the structure of Deuteronomy?
这个叫做结构分析啊，
结构的分析。Structure analysis.
我们后面那部分啊，主轴经卷主轴我们讲过了，以色列你要听啊，顺服。但是整个经卷的主轴，
We talk about the theme, which is obedience, and hear ye, O Israel. And now we talk about structures.
那现在我们来看这么一个三十四章，它怎么排的
？So what is the structure of these 34 chapters?
我们刚刚讲到的时候就提到了，一章的一节到四章的四十三节。
So we mentioned that from chapter 1.
赶快翻开来看，你不要看我哈，圣经要跟着翻哈，你就可以发现它是历史的回顾。你翻开来看呢哈。
This is the retrospective of history.
这一段呢，摩西把过去四十年历史重讲一次。
So in these four chapters, Moses revealed the past 40 years history.
那么从四章四十四节开始
，Chapter 4, verse 44 onward，
一直讲到十一章。
Until chapter 11,
只有一句话。
There's only one word.
谨守神命令。
To obey God's command.
这句话呢？谨守命令这一句话呢？你从四章四十四到十一章为止，你可以找到一二十次的重复讲出来的话。
The statement is repeated about no less than 20 times in this segment.
你遵守神的命令，什么福气给你？你遵守什么命令，什么福气给你
？So if you observe this command and you will receive this blessing.
你要怎么来遵守？怎么来执行？都讲得很清楚。
How do you obey this command?
所以六章三节四节是一个最代表性的。
So chapter 6, verse 3 and 4 are the most representative verses.
再加上九章一节，赶快记起来啊！六章三节、四节、九章一节，以色列啊，你要听，有没有这句话就出来了
？So in chapter 6, verse 3, 4 and chapter 9, verse 1, we have the statement here, O Israel.
整个都在讲谨守神命令。
And the theme here is to obey God's command.
怎么来拜这位神呢
？How do we worship our God?
尽心、尽性、尽意。
We worship Him with all our heart, our mind, and strength.
怎么才能够达到尽心、尽性、尽力呢
？How do we become like this?
记在头上。
We record on our head.
写在这个手上。
we write on our hands.
刻在门框上。
We inscribe them on the door frames.
刻在城门上。
And put on our gates.
躺下也要想，站起来也要想，走路也要想。
Whether we lie down or stand up or walk, we need to always meditate these words.
它就形成一个三角形的这种文学结构。
It's a the structure is like a triangle.
很多圣经这种文学结构非常漂亮的。
The structure is very beautiful.
有时候呢，它是个正面对正面，正面对反面的。这种格式你要你敬畏神得智慧不敬畏神是愚昧的。你看有没有？正对正，反对反，就这种结构这是圣经文学
So sometimes we have the structure like on the first line is positive, and the second line is negative, the contrast.
有时候敬畏神的他怎么样呢？这是相反的遇到灾难，奇怪，怎么会这样呢？为什么会遇到灾难呢
？So if we say okay, if those people worship God, he will encounter tribulation. Why is that?
行恶的这样顺利。
And then if a person perform evil, he will be very smooth.
它变成一种交叉的。
In this way, it's the style is a different. Like
这是一种反讽，相反的讽刺。
It's actually ironic expression.
人生有时候就会碰到这么不如意的事情。
That means in a human life, sometimes things happen beyond our expectation.
所以不要认为说我非常敬畏神，我就事事顺利。不一定，偶尔就碰一下，我就碰一下。
It does not mean that I love God. I always my life will always be smooth. Sometimes some tribulation.
这种事情，他后面跟你讲说，你自己去思考吧，为什么会这样？
But then there's a question mark at the end. Say, meditate on, reflect on these things.
约伯是两个最典型的约伯就。
So, the most typical example is Job's life.
所以呢，他就要谨守神命令。
So the second segment is to obey God's command.
从十二章二十六章。
So chapter 12 to 26.
就是整个生命记的本文。
That's the main text of Deuteronomy.
我们可以用一个字，生活的指南跟你告诉你怎么来过信仰生活。
It is serve as a guidance of the daily life of faith.
一直讲到二十六章。
Up to chapter 26.
二七、二八、二九、三十讲下来。
27 to 30.
他会告诉你福跟咒的选择。
It gives us choices between blessing and curses.
甚至到31为止。
And up to chapter 31.
所以这里包括什么？摩西的两篇诗。
And this chapter 31 includes the two psalms written by Moses.
见证之诗。见证。
The psalm of testimonies.
你如果遵守了，你就可以得到平安。
If you observe this command, you will receive peace.
如果你不遵守神的律法。
If you disobey,
天要像铜，地要像铁。
The heaven will like bronze.
你要被分散在、分散在世界各地。
And your people will be dispersed to the end of the world.
这些事情在历史全部都应验。
All these prophecies were fulfilled.
最后到34章。
And finally till chapter 34.
那些约书亚跟摩西的历史。
That is the history of Moses and Joshua.
这是历史的进程进度
The progress of history.
好，我们看出来它分成五段，一、二、三、四、五。
So there are five segments.
结果我们很意外地发现什么
？So unexpectedly we find this.
历史对历史。
First, segment one is connect to segment five, history to history.
用历史做开始。用历史做结束，
很
漂亮哈，这结构非常漂亮，
and end with history.
很清楚。所以《生命记》我教过的学生这样跟他们讲，他说：“传道太好背了。”你几章忘记没有关系，至少知道这个结构嘛哈，这是结构分析。历史对历史。
So if we understand the structures, we can easily remember.
第二个，谨守命令对谨守命令。
And second, the second segment is is corresponding to segment four.
啊，神学生，我都要求他们把这一个跟这个做一个对照表。
So, for theological students, I ask them to actually contrast these two segments.
有的神学生写得非常好。
And some students come up with very good analysis.
把那个共同用词拍在一起啊，啊，前面几章几节，这边几章几节，哇，他拍的用电脑拍得很漂亮。
And some can actually have done very good analysis on these two segments.
只有这个作业可以用电脑来排，准许用电脑，其他的我都要求手写，用手写的。就这一个课程可以用，这个作业可以用 homework 可以用电脑排。
This analysis can actually be done by computers.
因为我发现我们的神学生写的字呢，越来越丑啊！打电脑打到最后，中文都不会写，乱涂了。啊，我还发现他们的工资是这样写的。这边都看不懂了，工资是这样写的，大家就在画虎画下，说你画虎啊，中文都不会写，因为啊 key 嘛。
Yeah, because people nowadays get used to use computer, they don't know how to write anymore.
但是这一个就可以用电脑来排。
But these two, the analysis of these two segments, we can do it through computer.
这个就形成个中心主题，律法。
And finally, the central text is about the guidance of daily.
也就是说，今天这些律法就是选民的生活指南。
So the law serves as the guidance of the people's daily life of faith.
可能我们就要放在下个礼拜的星期六可以看一看。
So we will give a detailed analysis of this segment next Saturday.
但是以这个做中心。把它顶起来的时候，
So we use this as a center, and then we can see the structure.
它是很平衡的。
It's a very balanced structure.
今天对我们来讲，要看过去的历史。
So for us, first we need to examine the history in the past.
要想未来历史的进程 program.
And also we need to think forward in terms of progress of history.
我们要看到守神命令的积极性。
And then we need to look the what's the important aspect of observing God's law.
来对照为什么我们在这一方面常常是这样一直滚动啊，一下这样，一下那样，一下这样，一下那样。
And then we can see the consequence of obeying or disobeying God's commands.
如果我们把这个当作我们信仰生活的中心。
And if this is the center of our faith.
那这些法规对我们来讲是一个帮助。而不是一个阻挡一个这种处罚都不是的。
Then the guidance serve as a help for our daily life instead of a like a bondage.
这样分析呢叫做结构分析。
So this is called a structural analysis.
十五分钟到了，结束了。
好 ，15 times up.
一分钟都没有占你们的时间。我们这两天当中，也很谢谢我们弟兄姐妹。
I thank all the brothers and sisters for the past two days.
的确是占了大家的时间。
I use much of your time.
不过我们很希望因为这么一个说明呢，引起大家对《申命记》的兴趣。
It's my deep hope that through this explanation, you it will raise your interest on the Book of Deuteronomy.
这个都是导论性的、概论性的资料。
All these are introductory materials.
有了这么一个认识之后
，After we understand this,
你进到里面去看每一个经文，你会发现不一样的。
And you if you do a detailed reading of this book, you can actually see it in a different light.
这是我们在神训班一年级上课的时候。
So in the freshman year for the theological school.
刚开始这些大学一年级的学生呢，怕得要命，说哇，陈传道上这种课是最难的，这私下就在那边讲了。
Initially, freshman student are afraid attending my class on this the book.
感谢上完之后说，传道怎么上这么少呢
？So after they finish the course, they say, "How come the material is so few?"
我说，当你觉得上将太少的时候，那表示呢，主耶稣祝福我们的，我们都学了一点东西的。
So, if you have this feeling, you only learn a little. That means God is blessing us because we have learned something.
下午 我讲的时间就到这个地方结束。
So I conclude this afternoon's talk.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.